What's up, everybody? It's Coach KB. I'm here on Triple T. Welcome back. I got my guest here, special athlete guest of the day. So we're going to talk that talk with Brandon Riley. But before I tell you who Brandon is, I'll tell you a little bit about how I met Brandon. This was my first year coaching football, and he was a junior, had a twin, so I couldn't tell him apart, but he was able to stand out, be a starter, contributor. So I'm just appreciative of him that he's here. And, you know, I'm just ready to kind of dive into your head and talk about what college has been like. Even though I met him playing football, he is now a college track athlete at UMass Lowell, where he's competing D1. And I'm going to get my phone out because he got a whole list of accomplishments here. So let's go back to high school. First year doing track was your junior year when I met you, too. I would like to say I influenced you to do track, but I'm not going to. We'll talk about that later. But school record in the long jump indoor. First in the D1, in the D1 just sectionals, mm-hmm. in long jump, and then third in the all-state, third in the indoor pentathlon and outdoor. He was third in the pentathlon and first in the decathlon. Senior in high school, broke 5 school records that year, won the decathlon in the outdoor. College, he is the freshman year, placed 2nd in the indoor championship heptathlon, and then 3rd in the decathlon. And then this last season, set a school record in the heptathlon and top 10 performances all around. Another school record in the 4x1. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Riley, anything I miss?
No, I think you got it all, man.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Like I said, we're here to talk that talk. So, don't be humble right now. You sent me all those stats. And it's a lot, man. So how's college been? How is your athletic career? Like, how would you round it up? Or where do you start?
I mean, it's been awesome. It's like genuinely the best experience that I've had. I love my team. I love my coaches, just everyone. It's been amazing. And I've been lucky enough to say that it's been successful. So just all in all, I'd say it's just been an awesome experience.
Okay. Well, the first question I wanted to start with is, do you miss football?
I do miss football. It definitely, I would still say, even though I do track all the time, I love track. I'd say football is my favorite sport, and I do miss doing it. Just track seemed like my path more than football did, so I followed that. But yeah, I love football. I miss football 100%.
And rightfully so, man. You went into college and instantly made an impact at the highest level. I know you know, everyone says like, oh, you can go to a Power 4 school, but you know, going anywhere and actually competing and actually winning and showcasing your skills, and then not only that, but improving yourself, dude, that's something to be proud of and something that I commend. So good stuff.
Thank you. I'm glad you
made a decision. That's all it is, right? It's just making that decision and then going forward. So for you athletes out there watching, you're stuck between two sports, play them, play both. But when it comes down to that time to make a decision, you have to make a decision. And then you got to stick with that decision and actually go forward. And maybe you'll be able to have multiple choices, like Travis Hunter, right? Two-way player on defense and offense. And he got a chance to actually do that for as long as he wants to now because he excelled at it. So if you're going to make that decision, just make sure you're making that decision and sticking with it. And giving it 100%. But if your decision is to do multiple sports, then be the best at multiple sports. I was a 3-sport athlete. You did 2 sports because you did indoor track as well, right? But
yes.
3 seasons of high school athletics. So always staying busy. Summers were hectic too. Mm-hmm. And I bet you they're a little more relaxed now, but because you don't do cross country, but you're still on a training regimen and things I would expect, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is your favorite track event?
My favorite event, it always has been and it still is long jump. It's my best event, so it's easy to be my favorite. But I also just enjoy doing it a lot more than others. I don't do it as much, so maybe that plays a part. Practicing it, I don't practice it as much as the other ones because it is my best event. But I've just always loved long jump. I was good at it in high school. I would like to say I'm good at it still in college. So yeah, it's easy to be my favorite when it's my best, but I really enjoy it.
Throw it out there. What's your long jump PR?
My long jump PR is 22.10. So, you know, I'm still trying to get better. Still trying to break that 23 mark. But, you know, I'm getting there. More consistent now than I used to be, for sure.
What would you say is the key to, like, gaining that extra distance in long jump? Is it, like, speed or strength, in your opinion?
I mean, it's just a combination of things. It's definitely, you definitely need that speed, but there's more technique that goes into it than you would expect, because a lot of people think you just run and you jump. But, I mean, it's all about the what you do in the air, what you do on the landing. So you just got to really work to get each step of the jump down. And, I mean, that starts with speed, but then once you get in the air, it's not about speed there. You got to figure out so many different things. So technique, getting my technique better and my landing has helped me be a lot more consistent. But it is just a bunch of different things. I wouldn't contribute it all to just one thing.
Okay. And do you guys pay more attention on that in college than you did in high school, do you feel?
Yeah, I would say high school, it's a lot more about just being fast, being strong, like just being a good athlete. College, you focus on these little technique things so much more than you did in high school, I would say.
Yep. So you got to pay attention to detail. And these are things that you can pick up from your high school coaches, because they're giving you tips and tricks. And there's probably things that I might have said, or Coach Connolly, Coach Mill, whoever it was back in the day was coaching, you might have said something and then you hear it 5 years later, but you're able to actually apply it a little bit better.
100%.
You know? So keep working, man. And I think your ceiling is still higher than where you are right now. So just keep reaching. All right? I only say that because you are a heptathlete, pentathlete. Do you do the pentathlete and the decathlete?
The pent is, we don't do that in college anymore. It's the heptathlon and the decathlon now.
Okay, indoor, so the pentathlon outdoor. Was in high school.
Yes.
And then in college, you're doing the heptathlon, which is 7 events for you guys out there. So do you do that in one day, the heptathlon?
Heptathlon's 2 days. So it's 4 events on the first day and 3 on the second.
And then the decathlon, still 5 and 5?
5 and 5, yeah.
So I've done 3 decathlons in my life, and I can't see myself doing one again. I might do a triathlon soon, but a decathlon is a lot, especially in my age. I don't have no means to be jumping that as high and hurdling and all that stuff. I might end up hurting myself. But since you do the heptathlon and decathlon, which one do you kind of prefer? Like the 7 events, or do you like, you know, give me 10 and I'll bang them out?
I prefer the 7 events, not just because it's less events, but I mean, the decathlon adds on events that aren't my biggest strength. So it adds discus, which definitely not my biggest strength, javelin, which it's okay. And the 400, which I do like, and I would say I'm pretty decent at, but it is just a lot. And to do 5 and 5, it is a struggle by the end. You enjoy your time during it, but by the end you're feeling it. And I'm definitely better at the heptathlon than I am at the decathlon. So I would say I prefer the 7 events, and you know, 3 and 4 separated into 2 different days just feels a lot more manageable than the 5 and 5.
No, I hear that 100%. I definitely would have said the 7 too, because the events that you did mention though were completely different than the ones I was thinking. So discus, I was not good, but I enjoyed it. And same with javelin, wasn't good, but I enjoyed it. The ones I didn't like for like the decathlon was the 1500 at the end. So you're basically running a mile, just starting 100 before the, or after the start, and then go 3 3/4 laps. And that's the last event you do on the day 2, usually, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part. Doing that, the hardest event, I would say, as your 10th event, after you're already pretty tired after the first 9, it's definitely not easy. And me personally, I'm not the greatest at that event, so it's hard to get myself ready and hyped up for it. So that's definitely the hardest part of the decathlon.
What long distance events are in the heptathlon?
It's just the 1000 instead of the 1500.
Okay.
So it's definitely easier. It's faster, obviously, at a faster pace, but I think that suits me better. Just 1500, I feel like I end up falling asleep. You know, it's a little too slow, a little too long for me, so the 1000 is definitely more my speed.
Yeah, it's hard to kick after you've been going around 3 times, right?
Yes.
In the 1000, that's 2.5 laps around the track. So it's a fast race where you're not really running at a full sprint, but trying to hold that pace as long as you can. And I can imagine that one's difficult as well. So there's one event that you kind of shunned over that I personally have never tried. I know people that have tried it. I'm scared of it. I've coached this year in a league where they actually allow it. And I watch it every day at practice. And I'm just like, dude, this is the craziest thing ever. And it's so tempting. But I know that if I try, I'm going to end up in the hospital. So talk about pole vault.
All right. Honestly, it's not as bad as it looks. Like, everyone's always saying like, oh, I could never do that. It's so scary. But personally, I found that as you do it more and as you get better, it becomes one of the most fun events. It's definitely one of my favorite events now. Freshman year, I struggled a lot. I just wasn't that good at it. It was my first year doing it, obviously. Other people have done it in high school. My school didn't have it. So I struggled a lot. Even by the end of the year, I wasn't doing that well. My indoor championship, I think I had a really good chance to win. And then I had my worst pole vault day of the season. So I ended up getting second, which I'm okay with because I lost to my teammate. So makes it a little better. But pole vault freshman year, it was a struggle. And, you know, every time I would do it, I would just know like it's not going to go that well. And it was hard to really like get myself mentally prepared for that. But as I did it more, and this past year, my sophomore year, I could just every practice I felt like I was getting better. I just kept doing it more. I kept getting higher. And then by the end of the year at conference, actually, I ended up PRing by a big amount. And so it just kind of shows you like the more you do it, the more you try, the more effort you put in, it's going to happen. It comes at different times for different people. It progress is not the same for everyone. It took me 2 years to get that. But now that I'm there and I just enjoy it so much more. I feel so much better about the event, and it's helped me a lot in that way.
Man, that's awesome. And as far as you say, like consistency is what I hear, like is something that you really need for a sport like pole vault. And that's probably why it's more of a college or Olympic sport, is because it's so technical as well. And you just need to get the basics down. But like you said, once you get it, it's fun. But if you don't have that, then it can really be dangerous.
Yeah.
Not trying to steer anyone away from pole vault, because like you said, you take the time and attention to details, and you practice the correct way with proper, you know, safety measures and coaches, then, you know, the sky's the limit. We actually had a pole vaulter. I don't know what high is in college, but we had a pole vaulter. I think he did 13 feet in high school. He's going D1 this year. So I thought that was pretty cool. And there was this one girl I saw too in the league who she was up there too, like 11 feet. So I was like, I don't know what good is as far as pole vault, but it looks impressive because that bar is so high and they're pretty much vertical in the air. The bar is bending, and then just using that core strength and like finesse to get over the bar at the top.
Yeah, it's definitely a technique heavy event. You need to like do so many things right to get that. But I will say that I've had some bad jumps, bad attempts where things just go wrong, and I've never really gotten hurt from that. So as much as it looks scary and feels scary when you're doing it, I would say it's a lot safer than people would imagine, because I mean that mat is so big too. So even if things go wrong and you stray far from where you need to be, you're gonna land safely. I mean, I've had some jumps obviously where it's hurt me a bit and, you know, doesn't feel great, but I would say it's not as bad as people who don't do it or people who just like watch from afar. Like, it's not that bad. Yep. Once you get into it.
So I was a high jumper. So as a high jumper, we're taking off the ground with our feet, our own will, right? Whereas using that pole, and I didn't see, you know, the videos on Instagram of poles snapping and mm-hmm. things like that. But as far as, you know, high jump, you could still get hurt. I've landed on the ground plenty of times. I hit the standard with my head, with my feet. Landing on the bar is someone like trying to teach someone how to high jump, and then you get them to land on the bar within that first week of practice, is good luck, because they're probably not going to try to continue with the event, you know? So it's pretty cool that you even get a chance to even experience that now as a multi-event guy in college. My first experience to pole vault, there was this one kid, I'll give him a shout out, Michael. He was on my official recruiting visit to UConn. So this is way back in the day. So I went to UConn, he was there, he was one of the recruits. He was a pole vaulter and he said that's all he did. And I never even knew about the event because like I said, we didn't have it. By the way, you said my school, which I'm gonna take offense to that because I would have said our school. We went to the same high school, Weymouth High School. And Brandon's claiming it now. So I gotta get an alumni challenge going on. Oh, yeah. We got an alumni triathlon or something. We'll put that together for the future. But lost my train of thought. Michael, he was just a pole vaulter and he was kind of just, you know, talking to me about it, teaching me about it on my official visit. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Forgot all about it, but still followed him on like Facebook and I think that was only social media really I was on at that time. Instagram had just came out. So that's how old I am, if you guys are wondering. But to this day, he's like the other day, he posted a video of him on Instagram pole vaulting. So he's still competing. And it's like, he's my age. I wouldn't still be competing in high jump. It just took too much. It was taxing on my body. I just had my neck surgery last year. So that was probably due to football though, you know? So if I would have chose track in high school, would I have had the significant injuries? You know, there's a kind of what if going on in my head, but I always, you know, stick it out. And I kind of wanted to use that to segue into our next section, which is called, if you watched the last episode, this or that, where you pretty much are going to choose either this or that. I'm gonna give you two scenarios. And because you're a track athlete, I'm trying to gear it more towards your mobility. So, bear with me and you don't have to give me too much if you don't want to on a certain thing. If you know you're like dead, know this one, I ain't even gonna entertain the other one, but I would like to hear why you pick what you pick or why you didn't pick the other one. All right?
All right.
So you ready for the first one?
Yes.
This or that, let's go. Question one. So would you rather be able to teleport whenever you want, wherever you want, but you can never sprint or run again? Or you'll always be moving in and if you don't move, then you'll be sleeping.
See, that's actually a crazy question. I gotta think about that. I think that I'd rather always be moving, and when I don't move, I'm sleeping. Just because not being able to run again, I feel like that's like so much of my life right now. It's hard to imagine without it. Obviously, teleporting would be sick, but I mean, not being able to run and that just, it sounds a little crazy to me. And then, I mean, I feel like I'm always moving. Like even right now, I'm jittering a little bit. So,
it wouldn't be too far off from what your normal is. Huh?
When I'm laying down, you know, chilling, watching whatever, then I mean, I'm good with sleeping if that makes me sleep. So, I mean, might sound crazy to not pick teleporting, but just being able to like not being able to run, I don't know, that would affect my life in a pretty big way. So
I hear you.
Yeah.
I actually chose teleporting because I think way back when your senior year we did a video, I think you said teleporting would be your superpower if you picked it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a pretty good power. Like that'd be so helpful in every way, but still, when it takes something away, it makes it look a little less better. So
understandable. Yeah. Nah, I think that was a decent choice. I wouldn't argue with that one, but always moving would be a challenge too. And this, you get bored and you catch yourself standing, you'd be sleeping like that, you know?
That would be tough.
But we'll move on to the next question. So this or that, would you rather get a free ride to Harvard, do any major you want, right? And when you get out, you know, a guaranteed job in that market, but you'll never be able to play sports again. So even as a 65-year-old man going to the golf course, no golf, no tennis, no old man sports, no basketball pickup at the YMCA. Or make it to the professional level, but you're playing a sport that you're not fond of, like baseball. You told me you don't like baseball. So you go play in the MLB, or would you rather just, you know, never play sports again if that's the option?
I think I would go play baseball, professional sport, whatever. Because I just think that not being able to play a sport ever again, that would make your life so much more boring in a way, to where you can't, like, you can't play golf, can't do all that. And I don't need to go to like Harvard or wherever just to, you know, get a good job. If, you know, I could play baseball and you can make real good money playing baseball.
I understand.
So I think that also plays a part. And, you know, just because I'm playing baseball professionally doesn't mean I'm only playing baseball. That allows, like, doing that allows me to play other sports as well. Allows me to play basketball or football or whatever. So I think I definitely pick that over not being able to play a sport ever again.
Finding loopholes in my questions, man. Good stuff, though. What if the sport changed, though? What if it was like professional cricket or ping pong or something like that? You would go do that?
Yeah, I think same thing. Okay. I mean, even though it's less money, like, that still adds so much to your life, like sports. I don't think I could just drop that right now, especially right now, like, thinking about that. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned one thing that I think is important for all the athletes out there. You're speaking to an athlete, and the athletes out here watching, or coaches or parents list of athletes. But what you're saying is that, you know, sports is kind of like an outlet. It's something that you do, something that you don't ever see yourself stop doing. It's a way of life. There are people out there who don't think like that. Mm-hmm. And I've encountered them a lot. And I wouldn't necessarily call it boring, would call it more so like, you know, they just have different interests. So there's someone who would have the most fun reading through a stack of books in a weekend and never stepping outside, which might be crazy and unhealthy if they don't go outside part, not the reading part. But, you know, that's just a different story, different time. But I wanted to ask you, though, what do you think that people can get out of sports or athletes as a person?
I think that sports can add so much to your life that you don't even think about. Like, me doing a sport already keeps me such an organized person. Like, I gotta schedule when to do my practices and when to lift and stuff like that. Also, it adds so many connections to your life. Like, me right now, because I did a sport, I'm here right now with you. So I think that's probably the biggest part of doing a sport. You add so many friends and connections that otherwise you probably wouldn't have had. And then also, it just keeps me happy, like, all the time. I look forward to doing what I do. And I know some people might not, and that's okay. If you're not happy with what you do, then you should just look somewhere else. But I think that doing sports has made me a more happy and a better person. And it's added so much to my life that even when I'm not, you know, I don't see it and I'm not thinking about it, it has made my life better in a way. You know, just being a more scheduled, organized person, that I think, because me myself, I'm not a very organized person, but with practices, with being on a team where I have these responsibilities, it forces me to do that. And I think that's really good for me, even when I'm not knowing it.
Gems, man. Thank you. I definitely think that, you know, having structure and being put into a box where it's like, all right, this is the norm of what's going on, kind of conform to this. And, you know, if everyone is on the same page where they're all organized, they're all trying to get their things done, they're all balancing academics and their athletics, and you're hanging out with the same people, you're going to come out with the similar, you know, results. You're going to, so hang out with the people who are doing the things that you always want to do. Coach Dolan, one of the OGs at Weymouth High School, he always used to say that, hang out with common people with common goals. Coach Mackin used to say the same thing. Coach Byrne used to preach similar things as well. And any kind of coaching scenario that I've been in, I said the same thing. It's like, hold on, why are you over there with those kids who aren't even paying attention, trying to, you know, guide some other people? If you're showing that you don't want to be there, I'm going to let you not be there and go be separate. But the people that want to be there, I'm going to try to grab them by the hand and pull them back as many times as it takes until they kind of see it themselves while they're in my presence. If they go on and then they lose that because another coach doesn't call them out on it, then so be it. But with you, it seems like your college coaches really got you on a schedule, you know, have you organized? Have you actually competing? Have you wanting to be better and wanting to actually push yourself? You were just talking about internships. So these are things that, you know, this is a holistic growth thing. And that's kind of why I started this channel, is just so that way athletes have some kind of insight that, you know, yes, you're a good athlete. Yes, you could play a sport, but are you going to be prepared when life happens, when you get out of high school, when you get out of college, if you never have the opportunity to play again because of, you know, God forbid, an injury or something, are you actually going to be able to function? Are you going to figure out what's the next thing? A lot of people that I talk to that has actually happened, some of them turned it around for great things. Two of them in particular, I'm thinking about taking off in the content world. Other people got into trades and are doing successful. But there are some people who are still trying to figure things out right now. And even myself, I didn't know. I was confused. And this is why I'm really adamant about giving back and having these kind of conversations, is because this is necessary for high school kids to hear. So let me get you the last question for this or that. So this one is going to be kind of based on what we were just talking about. So this or that, travel back in time to repeat everything, going as far, whenever you could pick a time in your past, start there, repeat. Or you jump till you're my age, about to be 31 in a couple days. So would you jump to 31, but have a, you know, guaranteed successful life path, or go back and try to repeat some things and, you know, get a chance to do it over again or do it different?
I think I would definitely go to the past. If I could choose where I could go, I'd probably go beginning of high school, relive that, because, you know, I did play football in high school, so I would want to do all that over again. I could change certain things that, you know, went wrong or that I messed up on. But just being able to relive all these moments, I think high school was the start of what I like, doing stuff that I really loved, and going back and repeat it and relive that, just, that sounds good to me. And then up to this point, like if I were to go in the future, then I would skip all these moments that I don't want to necessarily skip. Like these next few years, my college experience, I don't want to skip that. I'm having a blast right now where I am, so I don't want to go through that. And even though I might be guaranteed a successful life, I'm skipping so much of my life, and I don't think that that's worth it, missing 11 years just to have a successful life, when, you know, I could relive the past, go up to now, make all these choices, and I can still have a successful life. I'm trying to build that for myself right now. I would definitely go in the past, relive all these key moments, rather than just move forward.
Well, that's a great answer, man. I think one reason behind that answer is, you know, life is life, but you still are young. To be able to go back and kind of redo and fix the minute things might actually make it feel like so grand. And I can imagine, you know, even me doing that, I would have to, like, how far back would I want to go? Would I want to live another 30 years before I can even live the rest of my life? And that's a long time, even 15 years, where you, high school was how long ago? Six years ago. Yeah. So I guess age does come into play when you're asking that question. So I think that's pretty cool that, you know, you're confident at where you're at, and you feel like optimistic about what's to come. But thinking back to your sophomore year in high school, like, what would you, like, advice, what advice would you give yourself or give to an athlete right now who's maybe in the similar position you are in as a sophomore in high school?
I would say just be confident in what you do, and make decisions with the idea that you're not going to regret them, because I could have started track earlier. A lot of people talk about track in a bad way, and, you know, people, especially football players, I know a lot of them don't want to do track. But I started my junior year, and that was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. And it's because I was confident enough to go out there and do something new. And I would say freshman, sophomore year of my high school life, I was not a very confident person. I wasn't doing much. I know you have only known me really since junior year, but I mean, even junior year, you could probably say I wasn't a super confident person. I was just kind of stuck to myself. It was even more so my freshman and sophomore year. So I would say one of the best things you can do for yourself is just be confident in yourself and make these decisions knowing you're not going to regret it. And even if it doesn't pan out the way you want it to pan out, like you can do so many different things. You can move on. You can branch in a different way. But you got to try these things. And if you never try it, you're definitely going to regret that more than if you were to try it and it just didn't work out. That you have so many options, and you need to be able to be confident in yourself to do what you think you might love to do.
Man, that's going to be a nice take on it when we cut it up later. All right, Justin? That was good advice, man. I appreciate you even giving that out, because you can tell you're speaking from the heart, and it's really just about confidence, right? It's about going out there, putting yourself out there, figuring out who you are. And that's one of the things that I would like to speak about whenever I go and get a group of kids in front of me. It's just like about passion and purpose. It's like, what are you doing? What do you love to do? How can you actually take what you're loving and turn it into something that is going to provide for other people and provide for your future or the future for your kids when you have them? I got 3 kids, so that's constantly where my mind is, right? Is what am I going to be doing that's going to give back to either the world, or so that way it's better for my kids when they get older, or actually give back to them directly, or give back to someone else directly where I can actually help and make a difference in their life. So I'm here to provide as much of resources as possible to any athletes that I've ever came in contact with. And so if you ever need anything, even after college, man, never hesitate to reach out. I do appreciate you coming and talking with us here, but I wanted to wrap up with just asking, like, what's next? Like, what's the future looking like for you? You got 2 more years in college. You're still in school. What's your major?
Mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're going to school for mechanical engineering. Still have a lot of growing to do in track as a man. What's next for you?
I really don't know. I think I'm the type of person where I like to kind of decide things as I go, which it can be good, can be bad at times, but life-wise, I definitely want to get an internship, you know, continue to branch my working life. Because I need to get on top of that. That's really important for my future as an engineer. You know, experience is really important in that field. Track wise, I'm planning on just working hard, keep getting better. I feel like my work ethic has gotten better every year. Going into my freshman year, I didn't really do much in the summer. I wasn't fully aware of how much I needed to do. But me now, I'm making sure I'm really on top of it, doing everything. So if I can do that, I'm hoping I can, you know, keep getting better. I want to score 7,000 in the decathlon, that's a big goal for me. I scored 6,700. And so I'm getting there. Heptathlon, I just want to keep building my score. I haven't won my championship yet. I've gotten second and third. So I want to win that. So on the track side, you know, just keep improving. It's slow progress a lot of the time, but any progress is good progress. And that's something that I need to remember. And then, yeah, just building my life outside of track. You know, I'm going to keep trying hard in school, because it gets hard at times. But as long as you do what you're supposed to do, it's manageable. And, you know, I need to build my life off of that, because after college, I can continue to do track, but there's a whole nother life out there that I need to work on. So definitely get an internship, start working as an engineer. That's a big priority of mine. And then just, you know, I'm getting close to where I'm really starting my life. So yeah, I need to build on that.
And I can tell just by your face that you're feeling that pressure, man. But yeah, it's a lot. It gets easier as you get stronger, right? So there's a famous picture of the little wolf with the one arrow and the big wolf with a bunch of arrows in its back. And it's like, you don't get, or it doesn't get easier. You just get stronger. It actually gets tougher. You get stronger. So just keep growing. Like you said, man, you have the right mindset where you're going to be great at whatever you want to do. But if you want to go and get that experience for your mechanical engineering, go do that. If you want to, you know, win your championship, set a path and go do that, man. And I'm here to support you along the way. I thought it was pretty cool. I actually got to see you compete your freshman year in the indoor championships, and that was awesome, man. So I would look forward to many more opportunities seeing you just compete and be at a high level. But if you want to talk a little bit about, real quick, I know we said wrap up, but talk about, you mentioned it in your last take about just balancing your professional life or your academic life with your athletic life. I think that's something that we can't really just skip over, because that really is the main concern about any athlete, even in high school. You know, athletes are always ineligible to play in the fall or the winter because of their grades, or might not be getting looked at by certain schools because of their grades, or not even able to go or having to go to a lower level or something of that nature due to academic pressures. And that was just to due to the lack of having that balance. So if you can speak real briefly on how you manage that balance in college and how you think that can apply to some of our high school athletes who are listening right now.
Yeah, I would say before I talk about like what you can do, I will say that it is hard, and I'm not gonna lie and say, oh, it's so manageable, it's so easy. I mean, it's definitely manageable. It's not easy. It does get hard at times, and I think that's something you have to be ready for. And I'm not gonna, you know, steer people in the wrong direction and say that it's not hard, because it is hard. But as long as you put it in your mind that you need to get stuff done, then you can get stuff done. A lot of the time people will wait until the last day that they have to turn something in to start it, or, you know, they just focus more on this athletic side rather than any academic side. And I think that it's important to remember that this athletic part, it's for a lot of people, it is temporary. And the academic side, that's your life. And that's what I think to myself, and I need to get this done. And you know, the better grades you get, the more scholarships you can get, the more experiences you can get, you know, opportunities. So I think that it's really important to remember that, you know, while you might not care about it as much as doing something you love, like your sport, that it is, for most people, more important than your sport. And you really do need to try to at least care about it. I think that's important. As I have gotten more into college and, you know, the work has gotten harder, I understand that I care a little more about doing better, because the better you do early and the earlier you start doing all this stuff, then the easier the rest of your year is. If you fall behind right away, I think that is really hard to handle throughout the year. And then related to like athletics, track for me, I think if you do bad, there's a chance you can't even do the thing that you love. And so I think it's important to know that you do have to, you know, split your efforts and put a lot of effort into your academics, even if you feel like you don't care as much as the sport. One day I think you're gonna realize that you do care. So I think that's important to understand.
So what I got from that is, if you love your sport or playing sports in general and you slack on the academic side, you do not love your sport, because that is going to keep you from doing what you love.
Yes.
I like that, man. That's powerful. I appreciate you, man. This is Brandon Riley, everybody. I'm Coach KB. This is Triple T. Appreciate y'all for watching. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll see you on the next one. Peace.